This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Brands and corporations pay good money to people from Generation X to figure out how to get folks from Generation Y, the millennials, to open their wallets. Now, a new group is getting some corporate love, Generation Z. That's what they're called, at least until someone finds a better name. Dan Gould is senior cultural strategist at market research firm Sparks and Honey. It is studying Generation Z and its growing buying power. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So first, we need to define our terms. What is the age range of Generation Z?
As we're defining it, Gen Z is anyone born 1995 to present. We were looking at, 18 to 15, just kind of as a generalization.
Okay. Now, let's talk about how they're different than the young demographics of the past. One piece of advice you give your clients is don't treat Generation Z like millennials. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is that people, marketers especially, kind of make these assumptions that Gen Z is going to follow the same patterns. And we're starting to notice some differences. One of the major things is that they're extremely entrepreneurial in spirit, experimenting with different types of lifestyles and not wanting as much in the way of physical possession. So I think it's a huge switch to think about selling something versus selling an experience to this generation.
We talk a lot about diversity, but it has very different meanings depending on how people look at that issue. What does it mean and how diverse is Generation Z?
Gen Z is getting increasingly diverse. Multicultural used to be these defined segments and lines, but now that things have become so blended, whether literally with multiracial families or thinking about the vast amounts of global media that this generation has grown up with, it all comes together, and Gen Z is not growing up looking at differences, but thinking about how we are all one and connected and one big group.
And now the other thing, obviously they were born into a world of smartphones, social media, texting, shorter attention spans is another thing you're finding. What kind of challenge does that present for brands that are trying to connect with them?
I think one of the biggest challenges is trying to speak the language without understanding the language and just kind of randomly throwing emojis or putting Vine videos up isn't always going to work. And I think it's how do you speak in that language without coming off like the parent trying to look cool, essentially. Understanding those little differences and subtleties is super important.
Dan Gould with Sparks and Honey, thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Mark.